Chapter 16. The excitement of the evening was tangible, almost an audible buzz. Pinkie Pie peeked through the curtains to survey the scene. The stable centre was packed to the gills with ponies dressed in their fanciest clothing from all over Equestria, eager to see their favourite stars win awards and perform their latest hit songs live. Every pony was trying to guess who would win Pop Pony of the Year.
"Is definitely going to be Songbird Serenade to win Pop Pony," guessed the famous photographer, Photo Finish, in her thick accent. "She has a very nice voice and bold styles."
"Personally, I've got my bits on Feather Bangs," said her friend and fashion designer, Hoity Toity. He pushed down his purple aviator sunglasses and raised his eyebrows. "The fillies just adore him, and they have major influence. Never underestimate the fillies."
"I don't care who wins, as long as what they're wearing is fabulous," chimed in Dandy Grandeur from the row behind them. He was sporting his best fuzzy-necked vest and tie for the event.
"I don't know."
"Oh, it will be, darling," Rarity assured him. "Don't you fret." She imagined the moment when Songbird Serenade trotted up to accept the award, wearing the gown she'd designed, and began to beam with pride. "Besides, I hear Jazz Hoof always puts on such a show. I can't wait to see what spectacles he's got in store for us." Little did they know that backstage it was already a sight to behold. It was utter chaos. The nominees were frantically trying to change their outfits and prepare to perform, while the stage hooves pushed the massive menagerie sets into order for seamless transitions. Pinkie Pie bounced up and down the hallway searching for Songbird. "There you are!" Pinkie Pie cheered as Songbird came galloping in, still pinning the pink bow to the back of her head. She just barely made it out of her dress and into her costume. Pinkie Pie adjusted her own black top and Songbird wig. "So, did you find the Pandora box? Please, oh please, oh please." "No," Songbird lamented as she picked up her microphone from a table of equipment. "The boxes are identical. Whoever did this really thought this scheme through. Now, every time some pony opens a box on stage to read the winner of a category, they could be facing a terrible beast." Pinkie Pie gulped. This was not how she'd imagined Glammy Night going. She'd pictured sparkling apple juice and parties, not being alert for scary monsters. There was nothing they could do now but keep their eyes open. "Songbird Serenade, you're up!" A stage manager galloped over to Songbird and Pinkie with an angry expression on her face. "We're already behind schedule. We need you both to take your places now." Songbird and Pinkie gave each other a hoof bump and galloped to their starting positions. The stage was pitch black as Songbird trilled out the opening notes to her song. "Oh, I've got strong hooves and a crystal heart." Her hauntingly beautiful voice echoed through the stable centre. A lone spotlight illuminated Pinkie Pie, and she began to dance. She leapt across the stage with ease, her nerves having completely abandoned her in the wake of trying to solve the mystery. It was magic. And it would have been perfect if Pinkie Pie hadn't spotted Crown Piece in the audience carrying a silver box. The unicorn kept looking over her shoulder as if she was nervous that some pony would stop her. Right away, Pinkie Pie knew that it was the box she had been searching for. Pinkie Pie hoped Songbird Serenade would understand if she went off routine a bit, because before she could stop herself, Pinkie Pie was diving off the stage and into the audience.
"Geronimo!"
Pinkie Pie couldn't help shouting, just like Cheese Sandwich would have. She tackled the assistant in a blur of black and fuchsia and quickly grabbed the box. Songbird kept singing, and every pony watched the scene unfolding in the audience with curiosity.
Was it part of the show?
One never truly knew with Songbird Serenade and her taste for performance art, so no pony got up to stop the altercation.
"What do you think you're doing?" Crown Piece barked, trying to wrestle the box back. "This is the ballot box for Pot Pony of the Year."
"No, it's not," Pinkie Pie yelled. "It's a Pandora box. It's dangerous. There's a monster in there." Crown Piece dove for the box and both ponies crashed down onto the floor. Pinkie landed on her stomach with a splat. The box was just beyond her forehoof's reach. She scooted and stretched. "Whoa, I've got strong hooves and a crystal heart, but your magic spells might be too smart. I'm like a shiny relic, a piece of art." Songbird belted out on stage, watching Pinkie and Crown Piece roll around from underneath her choppy bangs. Crown Piece hopped to her hooves and snatched the box. "Look, if you want to see, I'll show you what's inside," she shouted over the music. Then Crown Piece placed her hoof on the lock and twisted it back and forth in a series of complicated movements. Where had she learned to do that? As the lid flipped open, a brilliant blast of red light shot up from inside the box. A gust of wind swirled around Crown Piece, causing her golden mane to fly up like the maniac. Her face looked spooky, illuminated from below with the red tint, but she did not look powerful. She seemed scared. That couldn't be a sign of good things to come. Crown Piece quickly dropped the box to the floor, but it was too late. The spell had been cast. The breeze picked up and wind whipped through the rows of seated audience ponies and formed a small tornado in the centre of the aisle. Masses of iridescent glitter soared from the box and up into the air above the ponies, creating an effect that erred more on the side of lovely than terrifying. "Ooh," the audience cooed in wonder as the glitter danced to Songbird's voice. "Boom!" A loud noise resonated through the theatre as the glitter sucked itself into the aisle. When the cloud settled, a giant figure made entirely out of glitter particles emerged. Its glowing red eyes shone like lasers as it stomped through the aisles, swinging its massive fists at the audience and growling. "Ah!" the ponies cried out. "What is that thing?"
"I don't know," Dandy Grandeur whimpered, "but it seems angry, you know?"
"Songbird," Pinkie Pie shouted from the seats, "we have to stop the monster!" "It's a glitter golem," shouted Lyra, wearing a mask and appearing out of nowhere and doing a barrel roll into the aisle. A disguised bonbon followed, pulling a small gold contraption from the pocket of her black waistcoat. "Stay back, every pony! We have to calm it down so we can catch it!" On stage, Songbird Serenade stopped singing Crystal Heart, captivated by the sight of the creature ambling through the theatre, clawing at everything. Its body sparkled like a million beautiful diamonds, but it sounded ugly, like an Ursa Major with a thorn in its paw. She wanted to do something to help too, but what? It felt like her hooves were glued to the floor. And then Songbird began to hum a low, smooth lullaby. The glitter golem stopped in its tracks. It spun around, entranced by the notes of the song, and began to walk toward Songbird.
"Keep singing!" shouted Bonbon. "It's working!"
"Tra-la-la, la la,"
Songbird cooed. With each step the glitter golem took toward the stage, more glitter fell from the creature's limbs. By the time it reached Songbird, it was just a faint, translucent shimmer.
As Songbird sang the last of the notes, the beast had completely disappeared. The only remnants of it were the little piles of glitter across the stage. Songbird sighed with relief and spoke into her microphone. And that, fillies and gentle colts, brings us to intermission. Please escort yourselves outside for a refreshment.
Wahoo! That was amazing, Songbird! Pinkie Pie squealed from the audience, bouncing into the air. You did it!
Pinkie had never seen a better performance in her entire life.